As was announced earlier this morning, also is on the phone tree, we regret the passing of Anna Berkowitz, who was the mother of Joel Berkowitz. There will be the funeral services, which begin tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. at Boulevard Riverside Chapels, which is 1450 Broadway in Hewlett. And as far as the tefillah, the davening is concerned, it's not going to really apply until Saturday night. Will be the first minyan at the house. By the way, the address, which we sent out a card like this, it's the correct address is 223 Beach 146. They don't live on the corner, which the corner is 233. It's supposed to be 223. Shacharis will be the same time as here. Mincha is going to be at 1:30. Marv will be at 8 o'clock p.m. Okay. Continuing to learn the laws of tefillah, and the Mechaber discusses the following halacha. He says, "Lo yispalel betzad rabo." A person, when they daven, they should not daven right alongside their teacher. V'lachori rabo, also not behind one's teacher. V'lofanav, and also not in front of them. Which means, so what does that mean? You can't daven then, either in the front, back, or the side. It means directly in front, directly in the side, right next to him, or directly behind. That's what it means. And the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to see in a moment, gives three reasons for these laws. But before we get to that, the Mishnah Berurah tells us at least one of them. He says, "Kihu Yehura." A person, when they're davening right alongside their teacher, it's a sign of haughtiness. Why is that haughty? You're davening. Because Shemara Shehu Shavel Rabba. By you davening, standing right next to your teacher, side by side, it shows, we're equals. So therefore we can stand next to each other. And that's disrespectful. What does it mean when it says Rabba, one's teacher, one's Rebbe? For Rabba, when it says this, it's Hainu Sherov Chachmaso Himenu. It means that the most of your knowledge came from this person, right? For some people, maybe the tops of Snapple bottles is their Rebbe, okay? But it means hope. It means real chachma, Torah knowledge. So whoever that person is, that's your Rebbe. It's also called a Rav Mubhak, someone who is your teacher who taught you the most. O, Gadol Hador. It can also mean the leader of the generation. What do you mean I didn't learn anything from the leader of the generation? But the fact that that person is the Gadol Hador, you have to show that person respect, even though you didn't learn anything from them. Because that's also considered your Rav. Because they're the leaders, the spiritual leaders of the community. Interesting, the Chai Adam says, what's another example of one's Rav? Nirali dehu hadin aviv. The same law applies to one's father. Which is an interesting concept. According to the words of the Chai Adam, we find many times in shuls, where do people sit? They sit right next to their father. Of course, it's talking about the Shimon Esrei. According to the Chai Adam, it sounds like there's an issue davening right alongside your parents. We're going to discuss whether or not, in fact, perhaps we can find some leniencies, but nonetheless, those are the words of the Chai Adam. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that not only by the side, but also below Achori Rabo, you cannot daven directly behind the teacher. Why not? That's certainly not haughty. It shows tremendous respect. I'm behind my teacher. It's different issues. Then perhaps also the Mechse Nami Kiyuhura. It's also a form of haughtiness that you're directly behind him and you're staring at the back of his head. That's also not such a nice thing, a respectful thing to do. The Eishomrim, some say, which is actually brought down in Tosfot in the Talmud, says, Denira kimishtachava l'rabba b'tfilato. The level of respect a teacher and a student should have for their teacher is such that there is actually perhaps the perception that if you're davening right behind them, it looks like when you bow down, you're not bowing down to God, you're bowing down to this teacher. Unfortunately, we don't have that same level of understanding of the respect that a student is supposed to show to their teacher. But nonetheless, in those days, there was such an issue that there was such incredible respect shown to a teacher that when you would daven right behind them, some people would say, wow, this person is actually looking at him as though he's a deity, like God, and therefore don't daven directly behind him. V'yeshomrim, and there are others that say, a third reason. And what's the third reason not to daven behind one's teacher? Mimnei shehu mitzair l'rabo. It causes pain and anguish to the teacher. Well, what's so painful? You're just davening right behind him. Where's the pain involved? Because part of the Shemona Esrei, what happens at the very end? We take our steps back. D'shama yitzarech l'sa'a shosh p'tziot. Perhaps your teacher, who may have davened faster than the student, wants to take his 3 steps back. And because there's actually a halacha that a person should not walk in front of someone who's davening, because it'll interrupt them, because you'll be within their sight, and it'll be a distraction. And also it's understood that the Shekhinah, Hashem's divine presence, is within a certain space of a person. So but your teacher is going to have to wait for the student. That's disrespectful. That's wrong. To cause that extra tsar of even having your teacher wait for a few moments until you finish your Shemoneh Esrei, so they, in fact, afterwards can take their steps back. And therefore, for these reasons, a person should not daven behind their teacher. Now the Ramah over here says, Yesh Omen, there are those that say, Dekolzeh lomari el l'spal b'yachid. The whole issue is only if you're alone. You're just your teacher and the student. There's only a couple of people there. There's no minyan, there's no korum. Elul but sibur. Once you see a whole group of people, they're all davening. Im kachu seder yeshivato, ein lochush im espal fanav l'acharav. You see that people are davening. So some people are sitting there, some are there. So therefore, no one is going to be concerned of you davening behind your teacher. No one's going to be concerned because you're davening with a minyan, with a tzibur, that perhaps you're praying to your teacher. No. You see, everyone else is doing the same thing, and they're all davening. And they're obviously not davening to this guy, so they're davening to Hashem. And that's what you're doing as well. And also, it will not show any signs of haughtiness, because that's the structure of the synagogue, perhaps, is that there's different seats. So a person chooses to sit in a certain place, so it's not an issue at all. A person's allowed to daven, according to the Ramah, even behind their teacher. The Afal Pi Shetov L'Hachmir, and even though it's good, a person should, if they can, to go strict, Haminag L'Hakil, we're pretty lenient with regard to this. And Im Hirchik Arba Amos Mutar, and if certainly, even if you're behind your teacher, but if you're in the space of 4 Amos, 4 cubits, which is approximately 6 feet, 6 to 8 feet, behind them, that's not considered an issue at all, because that's considered, as the Mishnah Berurah says, a reshus acheresi. It's considered like a separate domain. And therefore, that's something which one has to be concerned over. So, why does the Mechaber say that Tovel Hachmir, it's good to go strict? Perhaps we should be concerned of the third issue. The third issue is you're causing your teacher sar, because he's standing there, waiting for you to finish the Shemoneh Esrei, and you're continuing and going, and you're not stopping. And unfortunately, your teacher's standing, waiting to take his steps back. Since you're causing him pain, perhaps for that reason alone, it's a valid reason to go strict, not to daven directly behind your teacher. According to the Yeshul Hachmir, Gam Batsibor, perhaps according to this reason, it doesn't make a difference, even if you're by yourself, certainly, but even if you're davening with a minion, then we should go strict. However, said the words of the Ramah, Ramosh Yisrael says that the truth is, Haminig L'Hakil, we can go lenient in this regard. Ein Ber Halacha, he says we should look further into this matter based on the words of the Ber Halacha, Demikol Makom, Tov L'Chadchila Kishakaveh L'Makom. The best thing to do is when you decide on the first day, when you first move into a place and you start davening in a shul, try to find a seat. Miachori Rabo Shiarcha Kishir Arba Amos. If the seat is, in fact, right behind the teacher, make sure it's at least 4 Amos away, at least 6 feet away, and Vishol Shpesiot, as well as additional 3 steps. Kadesh Shul Yitzar L'Rabo, so that we should not cause additional pain to one's teacher. But we see, again, 2 incredible concepts. Based on this, we see the importance of how a person used to, unfortunately I have to say the words used to, show tremendous respect to one's Rebbe, which means to one's teacher. That shows the value that a person has in the knowledge that was given over to them, so much so that there's a concern that perhaps people have the perception that you're actually praying to this person. And in addition to that, to be very cautious that when a person is davening, we want to do our very best not to distract them, so as not to walk in front of them, if that is at all possible. But of course, as he says, that if we're in a situation where it's impossible, certainly it's not an issue. A person is allowed to daven even behind their teacher. However, Tov L'Hachmir, if one is able to do so, it's always better to go strict.